Shalom Aleichem. This year will be on the end of the Corona virus. I hope that Hashem will give me siyata d'shmaya in this year to share with you some of the feelings that I have about what we can do in these times and how we can utilize the very, on the one hand, strange, on the other hand, amazing, and at the same time, sad. So many from people, so many people being nifter. And there's a lot of mixed emotions that I have, and I'm hoping that I can mix your emotions, since I imagine that many, many people are only having negative emotions. So I would like to share some positive emotions as well. The truth of the matter is that before we get into the Etzem HaDvarim, really the essence of what I want to speak about a little bit is appreciating the time that this is happening, and the meaning of what that may mean to us, what that may should be taking out of this, and what we can really do about it. Give some practical, particularly two practical things that I hope everyone will really implement in their lives and share with others that others should implement. We could mamish, and we should really be starting a movement on these two nekudas. And but before we do that, I'll just mention that there's a lot of good jokes going around with the coronavirus. Some of them are sent to me emails, and I've seen that there's a whole industry of social media fun, and I thought that it would be very interesting to share with you a vort from Sham Shafal Hirsch, which shows that that's actually a great thing. It's a very Jewish trait. Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch at Parshas B'Shalach. I guess we could be mekayim with this, you know, Chazal and Brochas, right? We learned in the Daf Yomi. Okay, we're already way past that. We're in Shabbos, but in Brochas we learned that maybe people that didn't learn Daf Yomi also learned this at some point in their lives. The Gemara says to always open with a joke. Well, truth matters, it's not so pasha that it's a joke. Mila de B'duchusa was more like a riddle. Nowadays it's translated like a joke. I guess a riddle wouldn't work nowadays. See, we'd have no choice but to start with a joke. So we won't start with a joke, but we'll start speaking about a joke, or speaking about humor, and that's this Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch. Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch says, the Mitzrayim are chasing after the Jewish people. The Jewish people run away. Paro, that's it. He's after them. He's on their tail. And Parshas B'Shalach, Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Yud of Paro Hikriv. Paro gets close. Vayisru v'nei Yisrael z'nehem. The Jews raise up their eyes. V'nei Mitzrayim nesei achreim. Mitzrayim's right after them. Vayiru ma'oid, and they become petrified. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem, and they cry out to Hashem. Vayyomru, and they say El Moshe, and they say to Moshe, Hamibli ink varmi Mitzrayim. What? There are no burial plots in Mitzrayim. The kachton and the musma midbar that you had to take us out to die in the midbar. Mazli zasisa lanalitzianim Mitzrayim. What did you do to us to take us out of Mitzrayim? There's any shortage of burial plots in Mitzrayim? That's a very funny, interesting, weird thing to say. So the point that the Torah actually records such a thing. The Torah doesn't record every, you know. So Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch says, and he says, this sharp irony, that's the, in Hebrew, I have the Hebrew edition of Rav Hirsch, ironia chadazu, this sharp irony, afilu berego shel pachad v'yushein l'malamim. They're at the worst time of fear and hopelessness. They have no way. They're trapped. They're completely trapped by the water, the Midbar, and the Egyptians. They have nowhere to go. And at that time, they make this ironic statement. You know, they're like, what, there's no burial plots in Egypt? This is Mitzayenes, es Chush Ha-humor shi-tchuna ofyanit shel shevet Yaakov b'hir ha-secho. It marks the sense of humor that is so characteristic of Shevet Yaakov, the Jewish people, b'hir ha-secho, the brilliant Jewish people, the brilliance of the Jewish people, that they, in the times of the worst, darkest times, they keep their sense of humor, and actually is very helpful in getting us over trying times. And I guess we had so many trying times that it's no wonder that we have such a good sense of humor. So keep up the good jokes. Keep sharing them with each other. It's a good zach, and as Hashem, we should be zeicha to get out of this in a strong way. But it's not just getting out of this. Bez Hashem, we should be able to use this as a push forward, like I said in the previous year, to push us to a whole another level. And that's what I want to focus on. Before doing so I mentioned in the first year we spoke about the timing as far as the parashiyos, so Parashas Ki Sisa, and I mentioned in a shir that the next week Parashas Vayakel also is the main parasha discussing the Torahs. But there's actually another thing that was pointed out to me. A good friend, Shlomo Gross, pointed out to me that the Leshem has a piece in Sefer Hadeah where he discusses the time period between Chaf Hei Adar till Shavuos. And just to give a little bit of a background, so first of all, the significance of that is that he said that really pretty much it was that Shabbos of Chaf Hei Adar where the Jewish people came to almost the complete close down as far as all the different maestas and all the different shuls, and Shemirachim Aleinu, it's a horrible, very, very scary and dark time. But the Bati Midrashas, Bati Knesias, all around the world are closed. And the fact that really basically began on Chaf Hei Adar is something which we should actually take note of. Leshem says, and this Leshem can be found in Sefer Adeah, Chelek Aleph, Drushvav, Simin Dalid Ois Hei. And we can't go into all the, you know, it's all the Kabbalah behind it. I'll just try to keep it on a basic level. It brings down the famous machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, if the world was created in Nisan or in Tishrei. Now, Chazal tell us, if it was created on Tishrei, so that's really what that means, is that man was created on Aleph Tishrei. But Chaf Hei Elul was the actual first day of Ma'ase Bereishis. So says the Leshem, following suit, that would mean that according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the world is created in Nisan, so the actual first day of the creation was none other than Chaf Hei Adar. Chaf Hei Adar, such a powerful time. We know that Leshem says, Elu ve'elu divilakim chaim. Both these opinions are true. They're both true. The Mefarshim speak about how they're both true. Taisus, there's a Taisus on it, fine, we're not going to get into it, but Chaf Hei Adar, that same very day where like everything just came to a complete close, basically around, that is the first day of creation according to Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Leshem explains that the calendar really was supposed to be 180 times 2, because there wasn't supposed to be such a thing as a month that was lacking, you know, that only had 29 days. Really, all the months were supposed to be 30 days. So it's supposed to be 30 times 12. If you took half a year, that would give you, so that's 380 days, and that would give you half a year, it would be 180. So now if you take the first half of the year, the Leshem talks about the tikkunim that are done of the names of Hashem, there's, I think we've mentioned this we've mentioned this in the past, and basically all my shiurim, is that there's Av, Sag, Ma, Ben, four different ways of writing out the name of Hashem. Those are the main ways of writing out the name of Hashem. When you take the Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, and you fill out the Oisius, Yud, Vav, Dalid, Kei, Hey, Yud, Vav, Yud, Vav, Hey, Yud, that gives you the gematria of Ein, Beis, meaning you're filling out the Oisius, Hey, and Vav, with Yuds. So you have Yud, Vav, Dalid is the Yud, Hey, Yud, Vav, Yud, Vav, Hey, Yud. And then you have, after that, where you fill out the Yuds with the Hays with Yuds, but the Vav, you don't write Vav, Yud, Vav, you write Vav, Aleph, Vav. And that gives you a gematria of 63, that's the Shem Sag. And then you have the Shem Ma, which is when you fill out the Hays and the Aleph with Alephs. So it's Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav Hey Aleph. And finally you have the name Ben 52, the gematria 52, which is when you fill out the Hays with Hays and the Vav you leave without any filling, meaning just the Vav Vav. You don't have a middle letter. So that would be Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Hey, Vav Vav Hey Hey, gematria 52. So it says the Leshem that the first, the half of the year, if we're going with Rabbi Yeshua, there's tikkunim, and again, he's working, he says that it's built into the system that really there's supposed to be 180 days. So what you would have is from the Chaf Hei Adar, if you count from Chaf Hei Adar 72 days, the 72nd day comes out to be Vav Sivan, Shavuos. So the tikkun of Chaf Hei Adar through Vav Sivan is the Gilui, is the revelation and tikkun of the highest name of Hashem, which is the Shem Ayin Beis, that 72 days, which reveals, helps reveal, and is Misakin, that Shem Ayin Beis in the world. And when you begin from Chof, the Zayin Sivan, and you count 63 days, again, we're always working with full months, even though practically speaking, that's no longer the way it is, but the ruchnius aspect of what is already defined based on what it was supposed to be before the miyutayireach, before the sun was minimized. So the calendar already has a special koyach based on that initial step of creation before the moon was minimized. So if you take the 63 days, you have 24 days after Vav Sivan, you have 24 days left of Sivan, and 30 days of Tammuz, that gives you 54, plus 9 days of Av, of Chodesh Av, that's 63, that's Tisha B'Av. The end of the second name's Gilui is on Tisha B'Av. And then the Shema, the 45, the name 45, right? That is Mesukun, that is Mezgala, revealed and fixed. And then following 45 days, which let's make the Cheshbon, you have after Tisha B'Av, you have 21 left. 21 days of Chodesh Av, 24, right? Because 21 plus 24 is 45. That brings us to the end of Chaf Dalet Elul, meaning the following Chaf He El, which begins the second part of the year. We've completed the full Av Sag Ma in that first half of the year, according to the Deah of Rabbi Yeshua. In any case, that's just to understand what the Leshem is doing, what's the give us of this breakup is. But the point for us is we're in a period of time which is now, okay, we are in this period of time every year, right? Every year we have a Chaf Hei Adar through a Vav Sivan, but not every year do we find an act that's in a revealed way, a macro level of Bria Sa'ilim, a macro level of where Hashem just takes control of the world, basically shuts down the world. That's kind of began on the level of like full closure, where it's clear to everyone this is not so simple. And really, we enter that with that last Shabbos of Chaf Hei Adar, and therefore, all of us are now preparing for Pesach. And then you have Sefirah Omer, we have to know that this is a remarkably amazing time where we can mamish do a moirdika tikkun, a gevaldika tikkun, where we're megala the shem Hashem. You know, this shem av, ayin beis, is a gematria of chesed. It's a gematria of chesed, which is the kindness, the love of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. In order to be megala that, it's up to us. We have to use this time. Hashem is, he makes it dark. He pulls back. He pulls back very often in order for us to step forward, in order to allow us and to force us to do a tikkun that we were not doing on our own. Same way a person wants to get his little infant to walk. There's no choice. The little infant can't walk yet, but you want him to walk, you have to, so you let go of his hands, and you know he's going to fall, and you know he's going to cry very often, right? But you do it because that's what it takes. At some point we have to take off the training wheels, we have to pull back, and that's what the Rebbeinu Shem does with us. When he sees that we're not going on our own, he's got no choice, he's got to pull away. Sometimes it's very, very painful, aster ponai. But at the same time, we have to look at the overall picture and realize that the Rebbeinu Shem is bringing Klal Yisrael in the world to, he's trying to bring it to a new world. Now, I know a lot of people, a lot of things go out about Mashiach, and like a lot of different things, and you have a lot of different promises. You do this, nobody's going to die. I don't like the promises. I really do not like donate to this. You get, you don't have to worry. If you do this, nothing's going to happen. Unfortunately, all too often, we find, guess what? Didn't work, didn't help. Well, the guy's not around anymore to complain about it. But I don't think that's the correct mahalach. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of times people are wondering, like, you know, you see in different sfarim, you see different things, and people bring to attention, and they see a chashiv as an importance to a time, and say, oh wow, it's here, Mashiach is right here. You know what? There have been so many missed moments, right? There have been so many times that were stated and it's claimed by very, very big people that this was the time Mashiach that was supposed to be, and it didn't happen. And unfortunately, there were at times it also, people left Judaism because of it, because they were so broken when that time period ended, and then things just went back to normal, nothing big happened. But the fact of the matter is that it's not a raya. After all, the tochnit, the plan of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is for us to do the work. If he is going to do it all, it's nama de kisufa, it's bread of shame, it defeats the whole purpose of Bria Sa'olam. He's doing everything in his power to make it us to do the tikkun, to make Klal Yisrael do the tikkun. So yes, he's given us opportunity after opportunity. He's given us the Holocaust. He's given us, if you want, the establishment of Eretz Yisrael. However you look at that, some people look at that as the Holocaust. But nonsense, all of this, it doesn't matter. The good and the bad, all these are opportunities from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Sometimes he'll use the Yamin HaMekarevus, and some the right hand that brings us closer, he'll give us tremendous chasadim. Sometimes he'll use the small doiche, will push us away and make it look as if he's gone from our lives, chas v'shalom. But both are for the same purpose. Both are for the purpose of Klal Yisrael. Wake up. Do what you need to do. So there's no central leadership today in Klal Yisrael. It just doesn't exist, unfortunately. Machloikis and I don't know, the Skatno Adairis, the personalities, we just don't have today that unified leadership, that one person that just can ignite all of Klal Yisrael, or ignite and unite all of Klal Yisrael. We don't even have, so there's no choice. Anyone that's listening to me now, and anyone that you can speak to, we all have to realize, and I said this in the last year, the coronavirus teaches us that one individual can change the world. One individual contracted this virus in China, whatever he did, we have no idea. And it's all around the world. Millions were infected, and we don't know where this is. Even those who aren't infected have been affected, because the whole world economy is crashing, has come tumbling down, and none of us know where this is going. And that's a massive limud for us. A massive limud for us is that this is not the time to be humble. There's no adarabba. This is the time to be a big bal gaiva. I don't mean gaiva in a negative way. Realize each and every one of us can do a major, major tikkun in this world, can affect the lives of our families, can affect the lives of others by turning inward, turning and focusing our kliyos to live our lives on a whole different level, in a whole different way. Now, this, I don't want this just to be words, because it's very easy to say, yeah, we have to move to a new level, we have to live our lives differently, but it was okay. And there's so many good yidden out there, and so many of us that want to do that. And then the question is, okay, so what do I do? Live better. But what do I do? What do I do? So I want to suggest two specific things. You know, when you want to fix something, so if it's a detail, so you fix the detail. But if you want a complete overhaul, you got to do a complete overhaul. So we have to take something that's so fundamental that if we implement this thing into our life, it's going to, over the course of time, change our lives completely. There's no choice. We have to take something fundamental and a practical fundamental hanhaga behavior and apply it so that we will really change and we really completely come to a different way of living our lives. And therefore I want to suggest two things. I think both of them are of extreme importance, not just importance, absolute necessity. The first one is, there's no two people who have the same problem. Okay, in a general sense, yes. But at the end of the day, each person has his own makeup, his own physical makeup, his own spiritual makeup, and his issues are tailored to him. That's why Hashem created all of us. All of us are different. Kishem Shadiyas, parts of fame, Ein Shavas, Kachdiyas, Ein Shavas. The same way their faces aren't similar, so too their minds and their makeup and their emotional are different. So therefore, if I were, or if anyone else is going to get up there and say, if we do the following, everyone, it's there's no one size fits all. So we have to take something that is going to be common to everyone, meaning something that's going to be matters to everyone, and I'll explain to you what I mean. What I mean is, every single person should be turning to their Rebbe or to their Rav, to some kind of Ruchnis Dika Moira Derech, who can guide him how to fix, how to help vamp his Ruchnis. You come to the Rav, you come to the Rebbe, and if you don't have one, because I know that many, many people don't, find one as soon as possible. ASAP, immediately. Unfortunately, Emunas Chachamim has gone down tremendously, and people are always looking for to be able to say, like, oh, look at that. And there's all sorts of excuses. It's much easier to just not listen to somebody and decide to do what you want. But it never succeeds. And then people wonder, why is it that my kids have no appreciation for Torah? Why is it my kids have no appreciation? Why? Because they don't see how you are being makabel from the Meisir HaTorah. They don't see, yeah, okay, you might go to a shir, but do you live your life with Das Torah? And Das Torah, I'm not talking about in the sense of something that's sold today and marketed. Do you have a Rebbe? Do you have a Rebbe who knows you? Do you have a Rebbe or Posik that guides you? You might have one Rebbe in Halacha, and Psak Halacha, and another Rebbe in spiritual guidance. That's also okay. You know, you have that kind of a breakup. When it, even in the Yeshiva Shevelt, you have the Rosh Hashiva, or the Mashkiach, and then you have a Posik. You ask your Shailas to. You have the, it was like that in Europe already. You had the Posik, and you had the Rav Ha'ir. The Rav Ha'ir was not necessarily the Posik. Sometimes, not always. So, the Hasidim certainly have it, the Rebbe and the Posik. Fine, that's okay. But the point is, if they see that you're always turning for spiritual guidance, and you're living your life with spiritual guidance, then they will also live their lives like that. They will see that it's important, they will see that it's something real. How could it be that in every point of a person's life, he knows where to find the answers? You know, he knows if there's something wrong with the person, he goes to a doctor, if there's something wrong with the car, he goes to the mechanic. And if there's something wrong in the kitchen or something wrong in anything in the house, you know, there's a shaila, you call up a rav. So it's much better than being machmir. It's so easy, especially it was until now. I don't know what's going to be now, but with so much wealth, especially in America and in other parts of the world, chutzarts, I think there's a little bit less of it in Eretz Yisrael, but there's also Baruch Hashem. Even, you know, the whole world is much more affluent than once upon a time. So for us, it's the easiest thing is, I'll just throw it out. No! Do you know what a message that is when you pick up the phone and you call the Rav? Kids, he's like, oh, they ask Shilas in this house. You're not sure what to do. I remember my father's a Chavracha. When we were kids, we were in yeshiva. And it was before Bar Mitzvah, I don't remember. Oh, actually, I was already after Bar Mitzvah. But he wasn't sure whether to take us out of school, out of yeshiva, for, it was a Sunday, Bas Mitzvah of our cousin. And I remember he called up his Rav. And the Rav said to him, you can't take your boys out for that from learning. Learning is more important. It was Limudei Kodesh only Limudei Kodesh on Sunday only was Limudei Kodesh, and therefore you'd be taking them out. You can't take them out at Limudei Kodesh for a Bas Mitzvah. No. And it was like that was a big statement. It's just one example from so many examples. And the point was, Baruch Hashem, we were zeiche in our house, at least, to see my father, Zechon Evracha, didn't make a significant move in his life without the guidance of his Rebbe. And that is what right now our Jewish homes need so much today, for us to grow, for us to know how to move from step one to step two. You come to the Rebbe and you tell the Rebbe, listen, I want to move, I want to grow, what can I do? And then you discuss, you say, this is where I have more difficulty, this is where I have less difficulty, this is what my house looks like. He'll plan for you your spiritual diet, what you should do. And you stay in contact and mitadken, you know, you update him and get updated of how to move from place to place, what sfarim to learn, where to, you know, different, whatever it is. That will give us this nekuda. If we apply this into our life, will give us a momentum and mode of growth from today to the end of our lives. The entire life can be spent as a Ben Aliyah. This is a very practical, easy to do step that can change our lives. It's easy with a little humility. Swallow your pride. Let go a little bit. Give yourself to the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is the way to do it. That's the first step. The second thing I want to suggest, I think I saw, I don't remember if it was Reb Chaim Kanievsky or Reb Gershon Edelstein, or one of the other Gedolei Yisrael, maybe more than one, they said to be Chazik in Emunah. Now, I've been crying aloud about this and speaking about this publicly wherever I can, that the matzah, the current situation where avreichim, adults, don't really know what Judaism is about, is horrendous. It cannot continue. It cannot be. Most people probably cannot even, I'd venture to say, perhaps, I mean, even people that we would say are Talmidei Chachamim, I don't know if all of them would be able to say what the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah are. 13 principles of faith of the Rambam. And that's embarrassing. But it's not just that. You know, there's so many, there is so much out there. A number of times I've met people that mentioned to me that they, like a guy who grew up from, he's going to Yeshurim and Esha Torah, he's going to Yeshurim, maybe Ar Sameach, I don't remember, but so I said like a few times to these different people that I met, like, why do you go there? It's like, well, it's strange to go to Yeshiva with, you know, Baal Teshuva if you're from birth. So I said, well, they have good Shiurim, and, you know, the Machshava, I also want to learn those things, I also want to know what the Torah is about. And this is something that Baruch Hashem, on the one hand, you know, we have an increase of Daf Yomi learning, Gemara learning. It's very, very important, amazingly important. Geshmak, Gevaldik, Kiddush Hashem. But if we don't begin to seek out Hashem and try to learn about Hashem's Hanhagas, how does He work? Here, we're going through a time of Yisurim, of tzaras. How does the Rabbanu Shalom work? What is the technique? What is, there's stuff written on this in Sfarim. What does it mean Hashem is Ish Melchama? What does it mean that Olam Chesed Yibane? There's so many basic things in how the Rabbanu Shalom connects to this world, what He wants from us. These are things which, okay, there are different opinions, but let's ask the questions. Bakshu Hashem, Dirshu Hashem, seek out Hashem. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to do. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to seek Him out. I always say that there's a fascinating, amazing Rambam in the end of Perush Mishnayos of Maseches Brachos, and he goes on a detour where he starts to get into an inyan of Emuna. Hashkafa de Gazach. So he says, we'll speak about more of this in Maseches Avos. Od nedaber b'ksas einin hazem b'seches Avos. Ve'erech ha'ksas me'askamas b'kia filosofim l'dvraya katub b'chal enyonim ve'en zemokim mahavi shem. This is not the place to get into it, he says. Lulei asher kivanti, except that I was mechavin, my intention was, anytime there's some kind of mention in a Masechta that comes to an inyan of Emuna, I'm going to speak a little bit about it. I'm going to explain it a bit. Why, says the Rambam? Because it's more dear to me to teach an ikur from the fundamentals of the religion and the emuna more than anything that I will teach you. The Rambam, the author of Mishnah, Torah, of Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam, whose makif encompassed all the halacha and made a halacha handbook for kol haterekulo, mitzvos hanoyegos bizman hazeh, mitzvos hanoyegos bizman habayis. The Rambam says, it's more precious to me to teach one ikur, anything regarding the ikri hadas v'emunah than any halacha that I teach you. That's big. That's big. There are people, you know, I remember I once taught in a certain yeshiva. I was asked to teach, it was 11th grade and 12th grade. And it was, you know, the dead hour, like the midway between the Mudei Kodesh and Mudei Chol, where, you know, Some places teach Navi, and some places. So I was asked, what do I want to teach? Do I have an idea? So I sat with the principal, the manhal of the yeshiva, and he said, what would you like to teach? So I said, listen, I have a great idea. I'd like to teach machshava de gezachim. Like, I'd like to take different major issues in Judaism. For example, hashgacha pratis. There's a big machlekes. Who has hashgacha pratis? There's other things like regarding bechira. How much bechira does a person have? Was the world created for the purpose of man or no? There's so many different the relationship between the Jewish people and the goyim, inyanim of nevuah. There's many schar va'einish. There's a lot of different topics. I'd like to give a class going through the shittas of the rishonim and achronim, major shittas of the rishonim and achronim. I had like a whole plan of it, like already built for myself. I had done, so I wanted to give that over. He looked at me like I fell off the moon, and this is what he said to me. This is not a girl's school. So I looked at him and I said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that only girls have to know about Judaism. So I was like, unbelievable. This is not a girl's school. It's not normal. It's not normal. And what he said to me, that is the common way to relate to these inyanim. But guess what? What does the Rambam say? Not like that. The Rambam says that, I guess, unless the Rambam maybe was writing Perush Mishnayos only for girls. No, that can't be, because the Rambam holds you're not allowed to learn to, you're not allowed to teach girls to Perush Baal Peh. Ah, I have a raya that the Rambam holds that even boys and even men have to learn Inyanei Emunah, and the Rambam says this is more precious for him than anything, than to teach a person Yiddishkeit is more important than teaching them halacha. Of course, you need to know the halacha, but the halacha is, you have to realize that the halacha is the taryag mitzvahs, is the ramachi vorim and the shasagidim. It's the bones and the sinews that connect, that allow things to flow. But guess what? You know what's not included in the ramachi vorim and the shasagidim? The major organs of the body, the brain itself, the heart, the kidney, the major organs themselves are not included. It's the passageways that are the mitzvahs, but the essence, the heart, the chius is the Torah, but the chius of the Torah is including, at least, yeah, is spiced up, is given its koyach through Yerushimayim, through Emuna. That's what the Rambam is saying. That the chius, the vitality, the koyach, the energy, the excitement, the connection. You have to work on that. It doesn't just come because you learn Hilchas Tefillah and that's it. Now you know how to daven, whatever it is. You're going to put your hands in this way, and you're going to put your feet together, and you're going to put your hat on, and you're... What about the lev, Rachman Aliba boy? The Torah wants the heart. How do you get your heart in there? That's what the Rambam is saying. You need to know. You need to know who the Rabbi Shalom is. You need to know about Uni. You need to connect him. Bakshu Hashem. You have to seek him out. Dirshu Hashem. You have to investigate. You have to look into it. You have to ask questions. This is what we should be doing ourselves. Bli Neder, I maybe will do a shir on a very beautiful letter of Rav Kook regarding this issue. Perhaps maybe later today, tomorrow. And Rav Kook points out that you need a limud kavua. You need a set limud. It's not enough just to hear a shir once a week, or everybody should have go through a sefer from beginning to end on these inyanim. And over the course of time, you will see how davening starts to mean something much different, and how learning starts, your connection to mitzvahs, your excitement, you're going to be a changed person. You're going to be a changed person. I personally think, I'm scared to say it, but I really do feel this way, that the fact that the yeshivas and the shuls have been closed is the Rabbeinu Shalom's message to us. What you've had going till now is not good enough. You have to reset. Press restart. And restart means to take things to a whole new level. I don't want the dryness anymore. Dry connection is not what it's about. This is what the Zohar writes, that the people that don't learn Pnimius HaTorah, they make the Torah dry. That's the Lashon. They make the Torah dry. Ovdin Lairaisa Yevesha, Lashon of Tikkun Isaiah, Tikkun Lamed. Rabbeinu Shlomo is saying, this can't go on. And if you're not getting the hint, with the different tzaddikim that were in the recent generations that were calling for an increase in the inyan of pnimius and the inyan of, really, chassidus came for this, and even the chassidim, unfortunately, many of them are just totally disconnected. The davenings are fly through things. I mean, it's frightening to hear kaddish nowadays. You know what goes on in kaddish? You know what goes on in a bracha? In stam a bracha, you just make a bari menim azayas. Even somebody who makes it, it's so fast you can't hear a word. There's no word. It's all one word. There's no sentence. It's one word that has no meaning to it. You know what goes on in these start to learn about them. Start to get some depth, because it's not going to be a tircha to make a bracha. You're going to look forward to eat so that you can make a bracha. It's not overnight, but if we take upon ourselves day in, day out to focus on these things, as to learn about it, let's set aside a little bit of time besides the Daf Yomi. Set aside, I don't care, everybody has to decide for themselves. Start small, something that you will really do. 10 minutes a day, it could be Ramchal Das Tvunis, so the Maral, I don't know, Chassidus, whatever the person connects to. But I would say, before anything, and I personally am being Dorish, Noye Dorish V'Noye Mekayim, I myself started this a few days ago with my sons. And I said, you know, I also want to learn with my sons. I mean, we speak a lot of Emunah and a lot of Machshava at our Shabbos table and B'chol around the house. And Baruch Hashem, my kids have a lot of Yudias in these Inyanim relative to other families. But I said, you know what? They also, we should be learning it in a kavodik way. So I started with them personally. I'll tell you the sefer, Kuntres Yesodei HaTorah. It's a very, very small sefer, written by Rav Shimon Agassi, put out by Chevrat Ahavat Shalom. Rav Shimon Agassi was a big makubal from Iraq, from Vail. He wrote a very chashva chibur on Shar Gugulim. It's probably what he's most famous for, the Bnei Aaron. He has a sefer on Eitz Chaim. Okay. But it's a very, very small sefer that's on the Yud Gimli Karm of the Rambam, speaking about them, speaking what they are. And I've been learning with my little kids. I've been learning with my boys under by, both of them under bar mitzvah, the two of them that are under bar mitzvah. I've been learning with them this Yud Gimli Kri Emuna, so that they should have a clarity on what it is that we believe in as from a Yidden. And there's other very chashuv, a very good svarim. First of all, obviously a person should learn the Rambam himself, which is in the Yud Gimli Kri Emuna up here in the Perish of Mishnayos of the Rambam, to Perik HaChelik in Sanhedrin. For the Five Towns listeners, there's a very, very good sefer from a good friend of mine, Rav Yochanan Bekefer, the sefer Evin Shasia. If you haven't seen it, you should go get it. I hope he has copies. I'm giving him he doesn't know, but he's not paying for me this. Paying me for this, but I really strongly, Mamlet, suggest that you get the parish his sefer, sefer Evrasia, which is also a very nice sefer on the Yud Gimli Karm of the Rambam, with it's built off of Torah that he was mekabel from his Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Yaakov Weinberg, the Rosh Yeshiva of Neir Yisrael in Baltimore. There are many other Sfarim. I don't have these are like smaller ones. I don't remember all the Sfarim that are out there. I don't have all of them, but there are many, many good Sfarim specifically on Yugimli Kriya Muna. I would make an effort to learn that for yourselves, share it with your families, share it with other people, and then everybody should go weiter in discovering other areas of our religion that we should feel connected, our families should feel connected. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha to go back to the Bati Midrashis and the Bati Knesis, the Meherov Akarov, with a newfound chius, and Be'ez Hashem be zeicha to the Geula Shleima, the Meherah of a Karoif.